It's so simple, and I'm going to reduce it to its simplicity. Once you realize the simplicity of saying, oh my God, it's that simple. I knew what I knew when I was a kid. I didn't know it, but they didn't like it. And they didn't know why they didn't like me. They wanted to change me. They wanted to confuse me. And when I was confused, they accepted me. Or they sent me to a psychiatrist and confused me even more. They didn't know how to bring me back. They just treated me with drugs and some of their cockamamie therapies. All it needs to be said is a person who has witness of the truth in himself to tell you this, and not for you to misunderstand that you're really okay the way you are. The way you are is not okay. I'm not saying you could have cancer, you could be dying of this, you could have social anxiety disorder, you could have your whole life going to be in one huge mess. It's only because one and one makes three. When you doubt yourself, it's equivalent to one and one making three. It's exponential. You will not live it. You will not outlive that because you've lost your root. You've lost your trust in your root. Doubt what you know is right in your heart, you start to believe a lie. They made you think there was something wrong with you because they had the emotional control to induce you to think that way. You're emotionally, when you are saved, you have emotional control, meaning you don't repress yourself. The cruelty rolls off you like water off a duck's back. Cruelty and meanness, intimidation, and the lashes and torture rolls off you like you can feel the hurt, but you don't feel any hate. You feel the hurt, but you don't feel the hate. There is no resentment. You endure. And the enemy, the real reason for the enemy to ratchet up his cruelty or her cruelty is to get to you, to get you to hate them again, to get you to resent them the way you resented your parents, the way you resented the bully. And when you do, you fail to deal with them properly. You fail to endure. And because when the endurance is past, you're a better man. When the endurance is past, you don't have to win. You don't lose. There's no need for you to return evil for evil. Resent not evil, overcome it with good. There's no need to return one to the other. Just endure it and look at them with merry eyes twinkling and say, I see the game. You want me to resent you. When I resent you, I'm separated from my power. You enter into me and you make me doubt my powers. You make me doubt what I know is right in my heart. That's the end of your life. And realizing that is the beginning of your life. That you always knew it. You see, they feel the shame of not holding on to it. But you couldn't then. You can now. You couldn't hear it then. You had to suffer. You had to be confused. Nothing had to make sense after a while. And everything you studied never made any sense. And if it made any sense, so you're in trouble. It doesn't make any sense. You have to study the holy writs. I can read it, but I don't study it. I read it for clues. I read it, says, I'm looking for something that stands up and says, hey, that's it. I'm awake. The minute I'm awake, and I said, that makes sense. I never knew that. I can either feel pain or joy. But both, usually. A little pain that I should have seen it before. I should have trusted what I knew. But all of a sudden, there it is. Someone else has said it. And it worked for them. See? Who understands what I'm saying? Is it too much? Is it too much for you? It is the fact that you will get better from this day forward if you just understand the name of the game is that you doubted what you knew. You've always known right from wrong. You have no need for anyone to teach you anything.